Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요 여러분, 루크입니다. So, in this lesson, we are going to learn about the adjectives in descriptive form. So, I'm going to start with the first word found here. So, it means beautiful, 아름답다. And it becomes 아름다운, which is the descriptive form of the adjective 아름답다, 아름다운 새, a beautiful bird. And for this table of adjectives, I'm just going to read out the descriptive forms. So starting with high, 높은, low, 낮은, big, 큰, small, in size, 작은, spacious, 넓은, cramped, 좁은, many, 많은, small in quantity, 적은, kind, 착한, fast, 빠른, slow, 느린, handsome, 멋있는, ugly, 못생긴, easy, 쉬운, difficult, 어려운, interesting, 재미있는, boring, 지루한, hot, 뜨거운, cold, 차가운, warm, 따뜻한, cool, 시원한, wonderful, 굉장한, beautiful, 아름다운, pretty, 예쁜, humble, 겸손한, loving, 사랑스러운, red, 빨간, yellow, 노란. And I've got some words here. So 많다 becomes 많은, and 많은 사람들, many people, 많은 사람들. 작은 난쟁이, a small dwarf. 얇은 팔, a thin arm, 얇은 팔. 높은 하늘, a high sky. 맛있는 음식, delicious food. 멋있는 차, a good looking car. 재미있는 영화, a fun or interesting movie. 재미없는 드라마, a boring drama or soap opera. 맛없다, 맛있다, 맛있다 becomes 맛없다. 멋있다 becomes 멋없다. So the presence of taste or the absence of taste. And the 멋있다, it means the presence of mod. Mod means a good look. So mod 멋있다 is the presence of good look, and 멋없다 means the absence of good look. And so 멋있다 is good looking, 멋없다 is not so good looking. 재미있다 and 재미없다 are the same, interesting and not interesting. And more examples of these descriptive forms of adjectives and the nouns. 긴 연필, 긴 연필, a long pencil. 단 초콜릿, sweet chocolate. 빨간 사과, a red apple. 노란 우산, a yellow umbrella. 쉬운 문제, an easy problem or question. 아름다운 꽃, a beautiful flower. 차가운 바닥, a cold floor. 뜨거운 커피, hot coffee. 좁은 운동장, a small or cramped playground. And the next examples. 멋진 모자, a nice hat, a cool hat. 예쁜 구두, pretty shoes. 빠른 자동차, a fast car. 느린 속력, a slow speed. Next, 좋은 사람, a good man. Now, the next set of sentences. 꽃들이 아름다워요. The flowers are beautiful. 자동차가 멋져요. The car is good looking. 문제가 쉬워요. The question is easy. 꽃들 아름다워요. 자동차 멋져요. 문제 쉬워요. And also in casual conversations, we often use 네 to make the sentences sound more natural rather than abrupt and blunt. So, 꽃들 아름답네요. 자동차 멋지네요. 문제 쉽네요. So also compare 문제 쉽네요. I see that the problem is easy. 문제 쉬워요. The problem is easy. 방이 넓네요. I see that the room is spacious. 방이 넓어요. The room is spacious. Okay. So so the second examples like 방이 넓어요. It can sound quite blunt. So 방이 넓네요. Maybe more natural way of speaking that the room is large or spacious. So that's the end of this audio recording, and hopefully you learned a few adjectives that are often used in casual conversations. And also try to listen to these and at the same time try to write them if you could and speak, pronounce them or repeat what I say if you could to help you with the speaking and writing skills as well. So, but the focus of these audio recordings is the listening skill. Because that's more important than the writing if the goal of your studying is to be able to communicate with other Korean people. Okay, thank you for listening and see you tomorrow.